نے پاکستان کو بے پناہ
تو مچ ریلیف فار پاکستان پولیٹیکل پارٹیز. پریزیڈنٹ ممنون حسین ہیز فائنلی اپروڈ جولائی 25 ایز دا ڈیٹ فار دا کنٹریز جنرل الیکشنز اینڈنگ انسرٹینٹی اباؤٹ دا فیٹ آف دا الیکشنز. دی کرنٹ پاکستانی پارلیمنٹ ٹینیور از ڈیو ٹو اینڈ آن مے 31st. دس از دا سیکنڈ ٹائم ان دا ہسٹری آف پاکستان دیٹ دی لوور ہاؤس آف دا پارلیمنٹ اینڈ فور پروونشل اسمبلیز ایز ویل ایز الیکٹڈ فیڈرل اینڈ ریجنل گورنمنٹس وڈ کمپلیٹ دیئر فل 5 years لانگ ٹرمز.
After May 31st, the interim Prime Minister and his administration will take over to supervise the forthcoming general elections. However, Prime Minister Shahid Hakan Abbasi and a leader of the opposition in the National Assembly have yet to agree on a caretaker Prime Minister.
Under the constitutional mechanism, if the two fails to name an interim Prime Minister, an 8-member parliamentary committee will take up the issue. In case the committee also fails to develop consensus, then the Election Commission of Pakistan will have the final say. The election contest is expected to be between the ruling party of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and opposition party Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or the PTI of Imran Khan. Khan's party has politically cashed in on rising anti-US sentiments as well as his anti-corruption campaign.
Party is really big right now and alhamdulillah out about 272 seats odd. We are planning to field candidates in majority of the seats. No other party is in a position even to fire to come up with that number of candidates that we are planning to.
A large number of ruling party's prominent politicians and MPs defected to the PTI after the party suffered a series of blows, including ouster of Nawaz Sharif as Prime Minister over a corruption scandal.
Politicians are more opportunists. They also see that Imran Khan may be the future Prime Minister, so they are switching over to Justice Party of Imran Khan. Corruption cases against the ruling party and against some of the bureaucrats appointed by the ruling party is a clear indication that there is something wrong in the society.
The ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who denies any wrongdoing, has accused the judiciary and military of creating unfavorable political conditions for the governing party ahead of general elections. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.